Jessica here. You guys know Jessica here? I thought Jessica, after training, she probably in Vietnam. I want to go to Vietnam. But if you follow the news, Vietnam is not an easy place right now. And it's very difficult come to the point. But you know what? We need to do something to share the gospel. Even though how difficult that the Satan will do, we have to be in front to share. I want to share with you about what I've been learning in the Sabbath School quarterly. We focus and immerse ourselves in the book of Acts. And the more I read about this, the more I think about where our church stand with the church in the book of Acts. And sometimes we come to the point we're so far away, and maybe we need to revisit what did the early believer have done that able to make a movement. So many people follow God then. And so I want to share with you as I begin to open, I want you to turn the Bible with me in the book of Matthew chapter 5. And these are the Sermon on the Mount, God have gifts here, the blessing, and asked us to read, and especially the Beatitude. The last one is so important to me. Usually you say, blessed are those who are poor in spirit, blessed are those who are meek. All those are easy to understand, but the last blessing that God give is really troublesome for me. And the Bible says this, verse 10, blessed are those who are persecuted for the righteousness' sake, for their kingdom, there is a kingdom of heaven. And so the Bible tried to point out, blessed are those who persecute for the gospel, for those who stand for the God, those who preach the gospel. And so throughout the gospel as well in the book of Acts, we continue to revisit the same thoughts. And so I want to allude you to the book of Acts to see the journey of Paul. Okay? Before doing that, I'll tell you a story about Martin Luther. In the 16th century, Martin Luther found the Bible, and he read through the Word of God. Light is open for him. He find the truth. He find righteousness by faith and many other teaching of the Bible. And when he found the Word of God, he's so excited. He said, wow, I never see this before. I want to share everyone about this. And so he shared with his colleague. He shared with the people in the church. He shared with other people, his professor, what have you. And people started against him. That means he started to go against the norm. He started to go against the flow. And what is the flow of the Bible? What happened to the people when they heard about the good news? Well, many people, this is what happened. In the book of John, chapter 1. In chapter 1, Jesus would come here and he shared with the Bible with the people. Say, many people, what? What happened? Verse 9. This 9 say, John 1, 9 say, that was the true light was given, light to every man who come into the world. And he said he was in the world and the world was made through him and the world did not know him. Verse 11, he has come to his own and his own did not receive him. To sum it up, with the light come in this darkness, and darkness does not like light. And so the righteous message come in, the wicked don't want to hear about it. They don't want to hear about it. And so they, when they want to persecute Jesus, and Jesus said, what good thing did I do that you want to kill me? And so that theme is going throughout all the disciples and into the book of Acts. And so I want you to look into the book of Acts, and we're going to focus a little bit on chapter 24, 25, and 26 of the book of Acts. If you turn your Bible with me into those chapters. Before we get into the chapter, I want to give you a little background. The background of this is this, that Paul have been called to preach to the Gentile. Because the people was not want to share the gospel to other people. They want to share with own people. You know, if we're the Jews, we share with them and the Jews only. But God say no, the gospel go to every single people in this world. So God say, well, Paul, you are the person I'm calling you to do that. Immediately, after he accepted Jesus Christ, he shared the gospel to the people in Jerusalem. Not too many people very received it for him. Especially in Jerusalem, they're not interested to listen to Paul. Matter of fact, they want to persecute Paul because the Jews find out that Paul must be betray them. We send you to go to Damascus to persecute the Christian. Now you come back, you share the same gospel to us. So it's not a very good place for Paul. So God said, well, I think God will call you to go somewhere else. He went to Antioch and many other cities that we see in the Bible. So 3 missionary journeys that Paul took. Wherever he go, that many people ready to receive his message. But there's other reject his message. And you know who reject his message? The Jews. The Jews who follow him everywhere he go to persecute him. Because it's not right for you to bring the non-believer into our temple. That's defile the temple. And he continues to say, you know, the message is go out to the whole world. Not just for the Jews. And so here it is. Long 3 journey, missionary journey. Some place he stayed 2-3 years. Other places much longer. He shared the message. He started the group. And he elected the leaders to start the group. And so churches start growing leaps and bounds into the new land. Where if he come back to Jerusalem to bring the report, there's some people so excited about it, like Peter, say, you know what? God has bring this message to the non-believer. Just like Jesus said, this message go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the whole world. But those other people say, you know what? I don't want to bring those people to our church. They're so different from us. They dress different from us. They eat different from us. And so they do a lot of laws and a lot of customs that is not appropriate. For example, that you have to be circumcised in order to be part of with us. And Paul said, no, that is not requirement to be saved. And so argument took place. And so Paul and people in Jerusalem decided, well, maybe these few things that they should not do when they join our church. They should not eat food that worship to idol. They should not eat blood. They should not eat animal that will have blood in there. And they should not commit adultery. And so those few things that they want to point out that the Gentiles should not do when they join our church. And strangely, sometimes our church, the same thing, we forgot about that we focus on our custom, our tradition, the music, what we wear, what we eat. And we're not focused like Paul is trying to save soul. My brother and sister, do not focus so much on tradition, but focus on people that need the Savior. And sometimes people come up to church, they dress different. The music they hear different. They have different tastes than we are. But we need to think about it. We are here to save soul. Not to save our custom. Not to save our tradition. And so Paul continued debate on that. But you know what? I love Paul so much that many times he compromised. He's given, okay, if you want to, so strict about it, it's fine with me. And so when he don't believe in circumcision, he say, well, Timothy, since you come with me on the missionary trip, you have to circumcise. So he do that for the sake of witness to the Jews. But here, end of his third journey, the Ephesians that he tried to witness, and said, Paul, do not go back to Jerusalem. He's so heated there now. and they persecuted you, so do not go there. But what did Paul do? Well, I'm going anyway. If God wants to save me, he will save me. If I were persecuted in Jerusalem, may the God's will be done. And can you see the Ephesian people? They're so hurt to see losing Paul. So Paul, on his way back to Jerusalem, and many church members greet Paul, but other people concerned that Paul have changed the custom of the Jewish, and so they come up the point that they not turn persecute Paul, but they say, you know, Paul, you're not doing so good way, but you hurt us, you chain our custom so much, and so they say, Paul, in order for you to mingle with the Jews, you need to be cleansed. And so they set him aside with other people, cleanse himself before he goes to the temple. Because you know what? When you mingle with the Greek or the Gentile, you'll be unclean. And when you go to the temple, you'll be thrown out. So anyway, he would do that anyway because against his conscience, but he'd do that anyway to be cleansed before he goes to the temple. And so that's where we pick up the story about when he goes to the temple, what happened. What happened? The Jews back then, they say, Paul, I recognize you. You're the one who defiled the temple. You're the one who bring all these things into the Jewish people. You're the one who uproar the people, go against us. And so all the accusations coming in. Okay? And so they want to drag Paul on the street and want to kill Paul. But something happened. God have tried to save Paul. Let's go with me into the book of Acts chapter 24. Acts chapter 24, and I skip a few stories here. At this point, that the people want to persecute Paul, but Felix have saved Paul. Pull him out of the crowd and take him back. And if you want to have anything to accusation to Paul, you come to me. And so they decided to do what? Verse 21 of chapter 24. Now, after 5 days, Ananias, the high priest, came down with the elders and the certain orators named Tertullus. These give evidence to the governor against Paul. So they come to the governor, try to bring against Paul. And what did they accusation? Verse 2. And when he was called upon, Tertullus come, began to accusation, saying, seeing that through you we enjoy the great peace and prosperity has been brought into this nation by your foresight. Of course, they don't like Felix at all. They just bring up these, say, you know, you are a great governor. You bring all these peace. Matter of fact, they really against Felix. But we accept it always as in all places, most noble Felix, with all things furnished. Nevertheless, not to be tedious to you any further, I beg you to hear by your courtesy a few words from us. And here, the accusation here. For we have found this man, Paul, a plague, a creator of dissension among all the Jews throughout the world. So, first accusation is this. They say, this man go around the world and cause up dissension among the Jews. And when you cause dissension, that means you cause dissension against those Roman Empire. So that's first accusation. The second one, he is a ringleader to the sect of Nazarene. So Nazarene may be causing some problem before and point Paul out. He is a ringleader. Matter of fact, you know, Paul has not been in Jerusalem so long. He traveled all over Asia Minor. He preaching. He started many churches, and so now accuse him, he have stirred up this Nazarene to go against Caesar. Point number three, the third accusation, he even tried to profane the temple, and we seize him. How did he profane the temple? Because when he go preach out into other places, he brought some of the Gentile into the temple. And so the Jews don't like that. He said, you don't defile the temple, bring the Gentile in. But anyway, these Gentiles already believe in Christ. They follow the message. And so all these three accusations debated back and forth. And Paul tried to point out that he did nothing wrong with persecuting and death. Well, Felix have seen all this, and then they come back in and out for so many months. But Felix said, you know, he is not worth it for me to release to you to persecute him. Now, how long did Felix hold bound? Well, we see this story here. This reason behind it, verse 26 of chapter 24. Meanwhile, he also hoped, this is Felix hope, that money would be given to him by Paul. This means what? Paul, you know, I think you're a rich guy. You can ask your friend and your church, you know, you have a big church, don't you? You have a church in Jerusalem, you have a church in Antioch, you have a church in Ephesus, you have a church everywhere. You know what? They can bail you out. And so here, Philip hoped for that, and that he might release him. Therefore, he sent for him more often and conversed with him many times. And wherever time Paul conversed to Felix, he always shared why did he follow Jesus Christ. Verse 27, for after 2 years, how long? 2 years, Felix did not release Paul. Okay, until the emperor appoint Festus to come to take place of Felix. And so there's some people know that Paul did nothing wrong, but because of the people, Felix keep them. Remember same with Pilate. Pilate, they say the same thing. I didn't find anything wrong with Jesus Christ. But because for your sake, I will persecute him one way or another, but not kill him. But people say, "What? They want Jesus to be killed." And so, in other words, people, even the governor, politician, just want to please the people, put the righteous people in jail for their sake. And so we've seen that. So now, we'll continue. What happened? Now Paul, under Festus right now, and he would ask the same thing. You know what happened, Festus? The people in Jerusalem say, you know what? Wow, you're now the new leader now. We want to please you. We want you to send Paul to Jerusalem to have a trial. Because you know what? If you try at Caesarea, it's not a right place because Paul breaks some of the Jewish law. Let's try at Jerusalem. So that's what we're going to pick up in chapter 25. Now the people coming there, for example, verse 2, the high priest and the chief men of the Jews informed him against Paul, and they petitioned him, asked in favor of him that would summon him to Jerusalem, while they lay in ambush along the road to kill him. So in other words, the Jews wait so long to kill Paul, more than 2 years. They get pretty upset, you know. Do you know there's a group of people say, I will not eat and drink until I kill Paul. You know what? They couldn't stand that because it's too long for after 2 years. And so they couldn't wait. And so they did not wish Paul go to Jerusalem to be on trial. They want to kill Paul on the way. Well, somehow, I don't know God intervened this or not, but Festus did not allow that happen. It doesn't take too long. Another king will come along to listen to Paul. So here it is. Paul, remember the discussion going on when Paul is in trial, and Paul said, you know, I'm a Roman citizen. When they heard that, you know what? Wow, we cannot put him on trial. We cannot just let people kill Roman citizens just like that. And so when Paul appealed, said, I want not to be on trial in Jerusalem, but I want to have a trial appeal to Caesar. And so verse 12 says, then Festus said that when we have conferred with the council, answer, you have appealed to Caesar you shall go. So you see right there, the trial of go to Jerusalem or elsewhere, he's going to be tried unjustly. And so he decided, let's go to Caesar. Let's hear carefully what happened. Is he worth of dying or not? During that time, verse 13, after some days, King Agrippa and Bernice, which is her older sister, came to Caesarea to greet Festus. And so here it is, King Agrippa the second, okay? And this is a grandson of Herod the Great. You know, remember Herod the Great killed who? Killed Jesus, right? Remember Jesus 2 years old? They tried to kill that. And here it is. This is the great grandson coming later. Now, this is very evil king, a Jewish king. But they try to appeal now, not able to appeal to Festus and me anymore. Now going to appeal to Agrippa. After a long discussion, say, you know, Paul and the people of the Jewish against this, Agrippa said, you know, I want to hear Paul by myself. I don't want to hear all these rumors. I want to hear what Paul have to say. Now, King Agrippa, familiar with the Jewish tradition. He's familiar with the Jewish people. They're familiar with the law. And so he's going to listen to Paul. Chapter 26. We move to chapter 26 to see what happened. Verse 1, then Agrippa said to Paul, you are permitted to speak for yourself. So Paul stretched out his hand and answered for himself. So he appreciated King Agrippa allowed him to share his testimony. And so this is a long testimony that you have heard that he started to share that he was once the Pharisee and he persecuted the Christian. He put himself in the same standing of the Jewish people who persecuted him, who accused him. I'm once with them, and then I was sent it to Damascus to kill the people who follow Christ. I will follow exactly the same step. I will kill those people who follow Christian. And so he continue on, okay, continue on his testimony, and doing his testimony. Listen to that. Doing this testimony, he started to bring it out, some of the gospel message. And why did I say bring the gospel message? I want you to look at this here. And then surprisingly, this is in red. You know, usually Jesus Christ speaking red, but my Bible, New King James Version, is in red. I want you to address in verse, look at verse 17 and 18. All right? Verse 17. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as for the Gentile to whom I now send you. Okay? In other words, he go out and witness to the Gentile to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, from power of Satan to God, that they may receive the righteousness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by the faith, by faith in me. So in other words, to summarize on this, that he give testimony, but in his testimony, he preaching that God have called me to bring freedom to all sinners. And so Paul continues sharing that. Now the thing is this, after he present this message to here is King Agrippa, right? And other people surrounding them, and he start to point out Jesus Christ is our Savior. Okay? And we bring you into verse 24. Let me go back. Verse 22 and 23. Therefore, having obtained helping from God, to this day I stand witness both to small and great, saying no other thing than though which the prophet and Moses said will come. And so now that he point out that King Agrippa, I'm the same as before. I follow the law of Moses and the prophet. I have nothing against the Bible. I do exactly the same thing. Okay? And so Agrippa understand that. Now verse 23. That the Christ would suffer. Okay, this is something new. That Christ would suffer. That he would be first to rise from the dead. And would proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentile. And so here Paul tried to mention Christ is the Savior where the Jewish reject. Okay? So The Jewish people reject me because I follow Christ, and Christ is rooted from the Bible. It's not because I have caused uproar into the city, or I'm a ring leader of the Nazarene, or I have defiled the temple. So he pointed out very clearly. But something happened the devil might do with this. Verse 24. And now he does make this his defense. In the middle of his preaching, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, you are beside yourself. Much learning is driving you mad. That means say, you know, after I'm talking about Jesus Christ, and Festus do not believe that Jesus Christ resurrected from the dead. So he stopped Paul right there. You learn so much, and you are mad now. And what Paul trying to say is, dear sir, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but I speak the word of truth and reason. He want to point out he share from the truth. And verse 20 to 26, for the king, okay, King Agrippa, before whom I also speak freely, knows these things, for I am convinced that none of these things escape my attention, since these things were not done in a corner. He preached the gospel. We don't know exactly what happened. In his testimony, somehow, he tried to bring the Savior. And remember, King Agrippa, listen, I spellbound, listen carefully this sermon. And so Paul said, King Agrippa, listen, King, do you believe the prophet? Do you believe the prophet? Do you believe this message? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I know that you believe. At this point, King Agrippa believed? Yes, I think so. But hear what his answer, verse 28. Then the King Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. I think there's a fear that the people will go against King Agrippa. He know Jesus Christ. He know Paul preaching correctly. He know all that is true. But just his fear, what other people think of him, that he decided not to make decision. Now, so strange. Many chapters back, when Paul in prison, right? God tried to free him, and he preached the gospel, same gospel, to the prisoner and also the guard, and they believe in Christ. Same sermon here. When you preach to the guard, to the king, and they hesitate to accept Christ. While the story go on, that you see that they say, verse in 31, say, they discuss, King Agrippa and Festus and all the people say that they have gone aside and they talk among themselves saying, this man is doing nothing worthy of death or chain. He know the message. He know that these Jews bring up accusation against Paul. But Paul decided to stay calm. What do you see in all this story? That wherever Paul traveled, he preached. But even if he in jail, or people accuse him for something he did not do, he still stayed calm and continue to share the gospel. Now in front of King Agrippa, he knows that King Agrippa can set him free. But he did not concern about his freedom. He concerned would the king accept Jesus Christ or not. Sometimes in our accusation, people accuse us one way or another. We want to defend ourselves. We want to show that we are right, other people are wrong. But Paul did not do that. He don't care about he right or wrong. He care about soul winning. He want to go Caesar. He want to continue his trial. Everywhere that he went trial, he continue share about God. You know this myth of Paul here. He loved to be on trial because he have a chance to witness. Why did Paul were persecuted? Why people follow God were persecuted? Because they're willing to share the gospel. And if you don't want to be persecuted, then you don't have to share the gospel. You don't have to stand up for your right, the truth. Paul continued doing that. Paul continued his life. What I learned about Paul, and I think we need to see here an example, he's willing to go out to share with the people about God. He humbled himself to the level that he can mingle with people to share the gospel. He defends for those who are unbeliever and witness to them until they believe in Christ. Today, sometime the church, like back then and now, we're so rigid in so many things, we forgot about those lost souls out there. Paul said, you go ahead and argue whatever you want to. I'd rather go out and save those Gentiles. We need to do the same. We need to concern about so much about policy, politics. We need to go out to share the gospel with people. And do you know when you share the gospel with the people out there, the non-believer, the Gentile, if you will, the heathen, if you will, they the one who want to protect you. They the ones who see you do things right. But who persecute you? The Bible says, sometimes strangely it is, the people who know the gospel is the one persecute you. Well, believe it or not, you turn the book of Matthew chapter 25, and you know it very true. This is the last sign before Jesus Christ come again. Matthew chapter 25. Remember, it's 24, I mean. Matthew chapter 24, talking about the sign of second coming. All right. The last sign before Christ come again, verse 9. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. You will hate by all nation for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another. Who betray one another? The people in the church. People who know you will hate one another. And many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because of lawlessness will be abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endure to the end shall be saved. Paul said, I'm going to endure to the end. And Paul have set example for each one of us. It's not you and I will be trial or persecuted, but we will face that. The question, are we faithful to witness what we believe when we're on trial? When people ask us, you know, maybe it's on trial, it's too big things for you, but when people ask you at work, people ask you at school, why you take off on the Sabbath? Why you stand so strong for your faith? That's somewhat you're on trial. Are you witness for other people what you believe? And when you start witness other people believe, there's many people will hate you for that, but much more people will follow Christ because your faithfulness. Shall we pray? Dear Lord our God, as we revisit the story of Paul throughout the book of Acts, because of him that he able to bring many people to Christ, he know he will suffer his faith. Maybe we'll learn that in order to bring many people to Christ, sometimes we have to suffer for what we believe. Bless each one of us, Lord. Sometimes we're so busy in our life, in our school, in our work, that we forgot about the purpose we live on this earth is to witness for you. Be with each one of us to remember that very thing as we wake up until we lie down, is to share this good news to someone else that they may have eternal life as we are. We do. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.